This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, elsewhere in big policy news, it is decision time in healthcare again. Not for you. It's states. They have until Friday to decide whether to set up their own healthcare exchanges or to let the federal government do it. Exchanges, you might remember, are those online sites where small businesses and people who aren't insured through their jobs will be able to shop for health insurance starting in 2014. It is a fair question to ask what the difference is, whether states or the feds set up those exchanges. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein breaks it down for us.
Here's one difference: power.
A state that's going to run its own exchange has an opportunity to really change the entire healthcare landscape if it wants to do that.
That's Georgetown professor Sabrina Corlett. So, say a state has a big obesity problem. The state can make sure all the insurance plans on the exchange cover programs aimed at reducing obesity.
Essentially, the state is using its market clout to get the health plans and the providers to change their behavior and reduce healthcare costs over the long run.
But more than half the states aren't expected to go that route. They'll let the federal government operate their exchanges. But with that comes predictability. Sonia Schwartz at the National Academy for State Health Policy thinks that could be attractive to insurance companies.
Health plans may be able to just come to the federal exchange and fill out their information and select multiple states all at once rather than going to one state at a time.
Everybody wants lots and lots of insurers offering plans on the exchanges. The theory goes the more competition, the lower the price. So I ask Robert Zirkelbach with America's Health Insurance Plans, what does the industry prefer?
It's too early to know how the federal exchange will compare to what the state exchanges are going to look like.
And here's the thing. Insurers have concerns either way. With Washington at the helm, they worry about extra regulation. States, on the other hand, can set standards that make it harder and more costly for companies. No matter what happens, states and the federal government will be racing to get exchanges in place. And Bryce Williams with the consulting firm Towers Watson says there's a lot that can go wrong.
There are definitely going to be some bumps in the first 3 months and years of these state exchanges going live.
Overall, most healthcare analysts agree. The shopping experience going online to pick a plan won't be much different between a federal and a state exchange. The real question is, will insurance be cheaper in one state over another?
We don't know.
We just don't know yet.
Right now, we do not know.
That is anyone's guess at this point. We don't know.
Nope, we don't. And probably won't for a while. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.